Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. 176 years after it was chartered, Georgia's flagship university admitted its first black students on this day in 1961. Hamilton Holmes and Charlene Hunter applied to UGA in the summer of 1959, but were told that all dorms were full. They reapplied every semester thereafter and got the same response. The two sued in federal court, and U.S. District Judge William Boodle ordered UGA to admit them. Governor Ernest Vandiver had campaigned on a segregationist platform of no, not one, and threatened to close the university. A mob outside Hunter's residence at Myers Hall shouted obscenities, started fires, and broke windows before being dispersed by state police. The university suspended the two black students, but Judge Boodle reinstated them. The school stayed open, and there was no more violence. Both went on to distinguished careers, and in 2001, the Board of Regents renamed UGA's administrative hall the Holmes Hunter Academic Building in honor of the two brave students who made history on January 9, 1961, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.